Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
In this bulletin, Qantas to reroute flights from Perth to London amid warnings of potential Iranian attack on Israel. The Australian Electoral Commission says low early voting is a concern for the Cook by-election. And in tennis, Australia through to the finals in the Billie Jean King Cup. G'day from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. But first, in breaking news, and a major incident has been declared in Sydney's east. A shopping centre has been evacuated after reports of a stabbing inside. SBS has been told by eyewitnesses that shots were fired. New South Wales police say an operation is underway at Westfield Shopping Centre in Bondi Junction, with shoppers being evacuated. Qantas says it's rerouting flights on the QF9 service from Perth to London amid mounting fears of an imminent attack from Iran on Israel. The fears of an attack have been increasing since Iran vowed to retaliate against an Israeli attack on the Iranian embassy in Damascus. The Israeli government has not confirmed if they were behind the attack. A Qantas spokesperson says any reports that Qantas is pausing or cancelling flights is incorrect, instead saying the flights will be temporarily adjusted while the situation is monitored. In a statement, the airline says they will reach out to any customers directly if there are changes made to their bookings. The Australian Electoral Commission says low early voting numbers in former Prime Minister Scott Morrison's electorate of Cook are a concern in today's voting. With early voting down by 13% from past events in the electorate, the AEC says it's leading a major campaign to remind people in the area that voting is compulsory. Voting is underway in Sydney South. The Liberal Party have held the seat by a comfortable margin since 1975 and are expected to win the seat, with Labor bowing out of the competition. Former Prime Minister Scott Morrison is at the polls and posted a video on social media encouraging voters to support Liberal candidate Simon Kennedy.
He's going to do a terrific job if you get behind him today. And so how are you feeling, Simon?
Very good. It's been a very warm reception. It's great out here. Come out and get out and vote. And if you see me, come up and say hello.
Fantastic. Well, you guys have a great day. It's been a great pleasure to serve the Shire and the Southern Sydney for so long. But I can tell you, if you support Simon today, you're putting our electorate of Cook in very, very safe hands.
A 16-year-old boy has been charged with murder after a fatal stabbing in Sydney's west. Two teenagers have been stabbed near a school in Doonside in Sydney's west yesterday. One of the boys died at the scene while the other has been taken to hospital in a serious condition. The attacker was refused bail to appear at a children's court today. Speaking to Channel 10 reporters, one local says the police blocked off the streets for hours.
So many people too excited, so many police cargos here, and later on two helicopters going in the air like 4 hours or maybe more, and police do blockage right away here, blockage road, and so many police drive them and go, but I don't know what's going exactly.
Relief workers and leaders in Sudan are preparing to mark the grim milestone of 1 year since the ongoing conflict broke out in the country. The current conflict between the Sudanese army and paramilitary rapid support forces broke out on April the 15th, 2023, and has displaced millions of people inside and outside of Sudan. While death toll estimates are uncertain, at least several thousand civilians are believed to have been killed during the conflict, with both sides accused of committing war crimes. Head of Office for Sudan at the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, Justin Brady, says 25 million people in Sudan, around half the country's population, are in desperate need of humanitarian assistance.
The war has been particularly hard on children. An estimated 730,000 children are suffering from severe acute malnutrition. Without urgent assistance, more than 200,000 children could die from life-threatening hunger in the coming weeks and months. These numbers only tell half the story. Every family that has suffered because of the ongoing fighting will live forever with bitter memories of extreme hardship.
New data shows that compared to previous years, Australians are buying less fruit and vegetables and more chips, chocolate and convenience meals. Data from the ABS shows that in 2022 to 2023, Australians consumed less of all the major food groups, with the largest drop in vegetables followed by fruit, milk products and non-alcoholic beverages. Sourced from major supermarket scanning data, the research comes as major food retailers face scrutiny over pricing practices, in particular the pricing of fresh produce. The research finds most food group purchases dropped during 2022 to 2023. Potato chip sales are up by 16% from recent years. Chocolates are up 10% and convenience meals like pizza, pasta salads and sushi are up by 9%. To tennis now in Australia, through to the finals in the Billie Jean King Cup after 18-year-old Taylor Preston took down Mexico's Marcela Zacarias 6-1, 6-1 at Brisbane's Pat Rafter Arena. Preston's win has given Australia a secure 3-0 lead in the qualifying tie after Ariana Radionova and Daria Saville won their matches on Friday. Marcela Zacarias was seemingly out of the match after the first set when she rolled her ankle but made a courageous return to the match after a medical timeout. Preston showed outstanding composure in her debut Billie Jean King Cup appearance, losing her opening game before winning the next six consecutive matches. I'm Peggy Giacomelos, and that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.